Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm good. Thank you. I see you texted that there was a fire. Is everything okay?
A fire? I didn't say that.
That wasn't you? Okay.
Thank God, no, it was no fire over here. I know I did text the other day to tell you that I was getting surgery. Let me see, what did I say?
Oh.
Oh, I said police and fire. That's the bank.
What do you mean?
That's the name of the bank that she banks with, police and fire.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, my
God. It's not a fire. Sorry about that. No, we was able to get everything squared away since then. We talked to whatever those people, the last people, county assistants, I think. They said that she would be approved. So I was going to reach out to you. I just, like I said, it's just been a lot with me. You know, I've been trying to keep up with them. I had to get surgery myself. So I was trying to take care of myself as well. So, like I said, I talked to them yesterday. I had to physically go into her old account and screenshot all of her bank statements and all of that and upload it. And then I don't know if it got to the right person, but the right person called us. I was able to forward it to her. So it got to her. She said that she would be able to use that and then she should be approved. It's going to take another 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so were those documents sent in already?
Everything was sent in. They got everything.
Okay.
That was county assistance.
There was
so
a lot of things that were requested. You went through the whole list?
County assistance got everything.
Okay,
as I just told you, I spoke to her personally.
Okay, I just
and she said that she would be approved
and
that it would take another 3 weeks. I spoke to county assistance. I sent her everything that they requested. I wrote a letter. I sent all the documents from January 2024 to present, and all of she don't have any income, so it really wasn't much to verify. They have everything.
Okay, that's great. I just wanted to confirm because a lot of times after like a week or two, we try getting in touch with the county and they say you're missing this document or whatever. So I just want to be sure that you were in touch with them, all was sent in, and nothing was missing so that we don't have to run into that issue.
Yeah, I was in touch with them.
Okay, that's great. Fine. So I'm gonna keep on looking to see if she was approved. I'll be in touch with you to let you know. You let me know. And then we can take it from there, okay?
Okay, I have a question for you. Because that's why I was going to contact you also. So my mom lives here with me. So, of course, I'll be looking out for her whether she has aid or not. But my nephew is going to be her primary aid. I'm just going to be, I guess, whatever days or dates or times he don't do. So when she gets approved, when you find out how many hours she did, are you able to split it? Like I'll do like the weekend or something, and he do the weekdays or something like that?
Between you and your nephew?
Yeah, because he's going to, he said he'll do the care for my mom instead of somebody else coming in.
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, so I told him that I was going to give him your information so he can reach out to you because I don't have a number for him. I write him on Facebook. So I'm going to see. My mom's in contact with him because she's always at my brother's house. So I'm going to see if I can give him your information, have him reach out to you so that way we both can start the process of onboarding.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
So, I'm going to reach him out. So you think I'll call by phone? Because
what you say? I'm sorry.
You said he doesn't have a phone number, so.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. I said I don't normally talk to him by phone.
Okay.
I normally talk to him on Facebook. So I'm going to, I'm going to reach out to him on Facebook and give him your number.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Fine. That's fine. Okay. So we'll wait
all
for
right.
him to call. Okay.
Okay.
So let's be in touch then.
That's good. Thank you. Like I said, I wasn't trying to be slow in the process. I'm literally moving slow. Like I said, I got carpal tunnel surgery. My dominant hand is down,
okay.
So I'm only using my left.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
Thank
agree.
You.
I just saw the text. I was like, I hope everything's okay, that there was a fire.
No. I was saying
police
and fire.
Dealing with your things. Yeah, that's very funny.
Police and fire.
Okay, fine. So, amazing. I'm happy all that was sent in, and then we'll take it from there then, okay?
Thank you, babe. I appreciate
you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.